Sharing Kesachonar for Yud Adar, we're in Siman Ayin Beis Sif Hey, and we're really discussing the greatness of Shabbos and how everybody should take part in preparing for Shabbos. Halacha Hey, Mitzvah Al Kol Adam, it's a positive mitzvah, and the Rambam considers it a chiyuv. She'af al-pi she'yesh lo kama m'shavos, even if he has many servants in his house and cleaning help. Mikom kam yaseh gam hu ba'atzmai eizeh davar, he should also join and do something l'chavot Shabbos in honor of Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos. The Kedemasinu ba'amirayim, as we find by the Amirayim, which were the sages in the time of the Gemara, Rav Chizda y'mechadach zeyerek dak, Rav Chizda would take from his own time and cut the vegetables thin, which would be taken on Shabbos. They would chop firewood to prepare for Shabbos all the food. He would take the time to make sure and invest the effort to light the fire itself, which is a big project in that time. Rav Nachman, he would prepare the entire house. He would take out of storage the kelim that were needed for Shabbos and Mefana and take away the weekday kelim. Everybody should learn from these Tanoim. No one should ever say, I don't want to blemish my honor in doing these trivial work. This is your honor that you're able to honor Shabbos. Haminig b'chol Yisrael, the widespread custom by all Yidden is to bake bread in honor of Shabbos, which is chametz. We don't even need to mention past palter akum. If throughout the week they rely on the heter of buying from a baker that bakes wholesale, so there's a place to be matter. If you can't get pas Yisrael, you can get pas palter. It's not considered regular pas akum. But still on Shabbos, the Magen Avraham says yes, lizar lechem b'yom Shabbos kodesh pas Yisrael. So for Shabbos, you want to have pas Yisrael. So that for sure, you don't need to mention that they should bake chal at home. Ela filuim b'chol lechem pas palter li Yisrael. Even throughout the week, they're makbid on pas Yisrael. They're eating from a baker. Mekom kam lechoyt Shabbos yevu beisam. For Shabbos, they should bake their own bread in their house. Kedeshet tikayim ishal mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, specifically to give the woman the opportunity to be kind of the mitzvah of Rosh's chal, separating chal. Why? Ki od marishon nivra b'erev Shabbos. Od marishon was created on Friday. V'hoya chalos shalom. He was like the chal of the world, meaning that he was created the last. The way the Yerushalmi explains, and just like Chal, that's Metakin, the whole Isa, and that's the choicest part. Adam was created at the end, and he was the choicest part, the goal of the world. Ba'isha, b'cheta, and the woman with her sin, by feeding him from Eitzadas, Eibadatoy. She made him, get, so to speak, lose his Ruchnis, the Kedarga, and also get Nigzal of Misa. Valkain, Srichal, he Metakin, that was a she on Friday. It has to be Metakin, this Inyan, Dafka, the woman, and this we give her the opportunity through making Chal of Oysin, Shloisha, Lachamim. They have to make three unique breads, chalas, gadol, beinoni, katan, a big one, a medium one, and a small one. Habeinoni, the medium one is so this alayla for the night. Vagadol, the big one is we keep for the next morning. Why laharis kikvoy dayim other to show that that's the center of Shabbos and therefore the kavod of the day has to be greater. Vakatan, so the shlishis, the third one we keep for shalosh shodes. Halacha zayin. Now, just the fact that there's three chalas, this doesn't really. This should be for each sudah. Yeah, you should have lacha meshna. Meaning, so the shlish is halachli. Halacha zayin. Yachin basar v'dagim yafim. One should prepare good meat and good and nice fish umatamim well tasting food. V'yayin meshubachem and praised wine. Kivi yichal to everybody based on their ability. Why? Ki. It's a hidur mitzvah. The Alter Rebbe used lashon. It's a beautifying the mitzvah. Lacha b'chol seuda mesuda Shabbos dogim to eat specifically fish in each one of seuda Shabbos. In the siddur, the Alter Rebbe writes, "The linyan seuda shlishis. It's good to eat seuda by seuda shlishis fish more than others. So it's like a farbein with herring. Im ena mazikim. This is specifically when is it a mitzvah, Rabba? And a hidur mitzvah as the lashon Alter Rebbe is when to eat fish. Im ena mazikim. If it doesn't hurt him." It's not gonna damage him. Avol in mazikin loy, if it's not healthy for him, it's gonna hurt him. Even if he doesn't enjoy it, lo yechem, he shouldn't eat. Why? Ki Hashabbos lo oinig nita. It was given for delight, but loy le'etzar, not to pain a person. Yes, was a sakit. And the Rama brings. And from the base, the one should sharpen a knife. So, gam can make the Shabbos. That's part of our honoring Shabbos. V'itakan as a bais, and he should prepare the v'itakan as a bais. He should prepare the house, clean it up. V'yatzia as a mitas, and he should put bedspreads on the beds here. Be'etzim is referring to the couches which they would recline on around the suda, but it also refers to also beds. That's an aruch that is have to do. V'yifras map al shulchan, and you should spread a tablecloth over the table. And bechlal, even though it primarily refers to the table that they're going to eat on, also the other table should be covered in a special way. But tape prusa kol yom Shabbos should be covered throughout the entire duration of Shabbos. But yes, medakta can leave for a shtei mapois. There's a those that are mahada to cover with two tablecloths. Now, v'yismal v'yisa Shabbos, one should rejoice with the coming of Shabbos. V'yachar b'dayte, he should envision in his mind. If he was awaiting the visit of somebody that's honorable and somebody that's dear to him, how much he would invest in preparing the house in their honor. How much more so in honor of the Shabbos queen to prepare the house to be clean and tidy and cover the tables and the beds, etc. There are places where they make a special kugel. Mulyasa is like a shepherd's pie, that there's meat in the middle and there's dough on top and on the bottom, or potato, whatever it is, that it's similar to the mun. And the Sudas Leil Shabbos, but just reminds us that the man was also in the middle and there was dew on top and on the bottom. Talamayel, talamayel. Yes, Litan Erev Shabbos, wrote from the Arizal, that a person should taste on Erev Shabbos from every single tafshel that was made in honor of Shabbos. And the Alter Rebbe writes, it's good to do it. Now, even the poorest person of the Yidden, Yizdaris, he should hasten himself, he's Amis, and work hard to take the light in Shabbos. He should save up and cut out of himself, be stingy on what he spends in order to set aside money and be able to buy things in honor Shabbos. If he doesn't have money, he should even borrow money on collateral. He should give things as collateral in order to take out money on Shabbos. The Eibishter promises through Rabbi Sadi Zichrono Lebracha that the Eibishter says, Bana levu alai, you borrow on my Cheshbon Vadi Pari, I'm going to come by and pay up. You're not going to lose from this. All the money that a person, or his necessities, his sustenance, are set aside and designated ready from the beginning of the year. Aside from Haitzai Shabbos V'yamtiv, that as much as a person spends, that's going to be repaid. That if he adds any, he will spend more, they're going to give him more. He's going to add to his general bill. However, if he's pressed shaloi be'erech, and he can't even, Alter Rebbe explains, and his metavich, that this is specifically in a case where he doesn't even have what to give as collateral, in that case, this what Rabbi Sainz Zechron of Racham referred to when they said, you should even make your Shabbos like in the middle of the week, in order that you shouldn't be dependent on the public and have to take tzedakah. If he's able to, such a person, he should at least try to do something small in honor of Shabbos. Keep going, for example, dogim ktan, little fish lach, which are very cheap. A person was given a gift or a special food that he should eat on Shabbos, yes, la'achla b'Shabbos, he should clearly keep it for his family to eat on Shabbos, and then not leave it for the next week. The Alter Rebbe points out this is mimidas chassidus. If it's going to go bad, obviously, then Baltashkos will override. Halacha test. One should not do a consistent type of job. That means he takes on at this hour, this is what he's going to be busy with, from mincha ktana, which is 2.5 hours, shayis mani is before shkia. Already from that time, he should not have any kavodika jobs. But if it comes up randomly, mutar, he is allowed to do a malacha that comes his way, even to get paid, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. And if it's needed for Shabbos, he's also allowed to do it after. And later, he could do it l'chatchil. Last is big day. If someone hired him to do clothing and get paid, also he's not allowed to do the job. Unless, someone is poor, and he needs to do, he has this job, and this job will give him money that he'll be able to buy an honor Shabbos, then he's allowed to throughout the entire day, just as on Chol Hamoed. It's pointed out that if he's going to lose money if he doesn't complete the job now, or he's going to lose a customer. So in the Bir Allah, he says you are allowed to do that job after, even if you're not getting this money in L'chavet Shabbos. But a person should avoid such situations and scenarios. Zakta L'saper as Yisrael, however, to give a haircut to a Yid, Motor Kol Hayom Afilu Ma'aseh Oman, even a very well done haircut, which is fancy and it's going to take more extensive time, you're allowed to give such a haircut to a Yid throughout the entire day, even after Mincha Ktana, Afilu B'Sachar, even even allowed to make money. Why? It's very noticeable that this haircut is in honor of Shabbos, and therefore, on both ends, on the person that's getting the haircut and giving the haircut, it's clear that it's not in despite the honor of Shabbos, it's for the honor of Shabbos. Yes, one should close the stores at least an hour before Shabbos in regard to if he's on the way, they're going to discuss in Sin Samaches. Halacha Yud. Now, this is a half an hour before Mincha Ketana. A half an hour before Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before Shkia. This, from a half an hour before then, mitzvah l'mnoyam l'kvoyas Uda. It's a mitzvah to withhold oneself from sitting down and starting a established Uda. Afilu mashu ragel b'chol. Even if he consistently does it in the middle of the weekend, his body is still going to remain hungry in the evening. Still do not do that. If it's not a common Uda that he would do throughout the week, afilu yisudas mitzvah. Even if it's a unique Uda's mitzvah, and his mitzvah to partake in such a Uda, if you were able to do it in a different day, for example, siyum, if you were able to do it on a different day, also la'asayis the bar of Shabbos. One is not allowed to push it off for a Friday, kol ayim, and throughout the entire day, I feel a bit baker, because taking away the covet as if you're not thinking about Shabbos, and we know from Friday, from early morning, you're supposed to be dealing with Shabbos. Asudas mitzvah shizman kavua ayim, if it's a fixed time, specifically today, kigoy milo upidina ben, if it's a milo or pidina ben, which is specifically the 8th day or the 30th day, or asudas edusin v'nisuim. Now, Alter Rebbe brings, or they're getting engaged and getting married, that this we don't want to push off. We always have the klal that maybe someone else is going to chap a rein. Also, you shouldn't push off for not to be in battle period. Yeah? So, if it's one of these examples that have to be the afkan of the day, even in such a case, you should do it early in the morning. And Alter Rebbe writes, it's a mitzvah to start it before Shah, serious early morning. The lo yaraba, and even when you have the Suda, not to go too heavy on it, and not to have a very extensive and long Suda that eat a lot. To stuff oneself, in order that the Suda Shabbos you should eat with appetite. The Alter Rebbe says that you should invite for this Suda a minyan mitzumtzum. That means the Chasna and Kala, for example, or the Baal Bris, or Pidyon HaBen, shouldn't try to invite too many people. So besides the people that are meant to be by the Suda, anyways, you want to invite guests, that they should, it should be a special Suda, a special Simcha that's participated by others and joined by others, but you shouldn't, you should be mitzamtzim beyond the, you shouldn't go beyond the minyan inviting people.